Now it's over to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Despite slanderous accusations, Cuban health cooperation is praised by international community.
Bolivian President Evo Morales says capitalism is the root of today's world problems.
Cuban president evaluates programs of high priority for the island's economy.
And Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is in Moscow to hold talks with Vladimir Putin.
And now for the news in detail.
The international health cooperation that Cuba has provided over the past 60 years has benefited millions of people in 164 countries, said Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez. The island's top diplomat made the statement at the launching in New York of a special issue of Medic Review, an international journal of Cuban health and medicine. The issue is entitled Global South Contributions to Universal Health, The Case of Cuba. In his remarks, Rodriguez said that the island's international assistance in the health sector is an effort that clearly follows the pattern of South-South cooperation that the United Nations has been promoting since the 1970s. He added that despite efforts to discredit this contribution and the slanderous accusations against it, it is a cooperation praised and recognized by the international community, and it is appreciated by those who have benefited and enjoyed its valuable impact. The Cuban foreign minister recalled that we live in a world that spends incalculable resources on developing weapons, promoting wars, and encouraging consumption patterns for the few who are depleting life on Earth. And he stressed that with a fraction of those resources, with less greed and more solidarity, the health problems that are affecting a considerable part of the world's population could be solved. He stated that learning how to address the global health problem is very important, and it will require creativity and humility. But the essential thing is to mobilize the moral will that can lead to political action.
The president of Bolivia, Evo Morales, said on Tuesday at the United Nations that the multiple problems that afflict the planet have their roots in the capitalist system, which favors the unequal distribution of wealth and the senseless accumulation of goods and money in the hands of a few people. Let's say it very clearly. The root of the problem is in capitalism, said the Bolivian president in his speech at the 74th General Assembly of the United Nations, which began work on Tuesday. Morales also warned that Bolivia will not give up its right to sovereign access to the Pacific Ocean. He explained that the underlying problem is in the model of production and consumerism, in the ownership of natural resources, and in the unequal distribution of wealth. The Bolivian president made reference to the problems that afflict the planet, such as inequality, hunger, poverty, the migration crisis, and unemployment, among others. According to Evo Morales, it is intended to commercialize everything to accumulate more capital, and the world is being controlled by a global oligarchy, only a handful of billionaires. He described as unfair, immoral, and inadmissible that 26 people in the world have the same wealth as 3.8 billion people.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel analyzed on Tuesday programs for the country's socioeconomic development in areas such as transportation, agriculture, and tourism. Accompanied by several government ministers, Díaz-Canel evaluated projects to improve the transportation of cargo and passengers, according to a national television newscast. The report added that the plan includes the modernization of the railway system and increased technical inspections of vehicles to prevent accidents. The president also analyzed investments in tourism and foreign investment strategic sectors for the development of the Caribbean nation. the head of state called for expanding exportable lines of production in the food industry.
Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, held talks with Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, in Moscow on Wednesday and discussed the direct interference of third countries in Latin American affairs, the Kremlin reported. Both leaders talked about various aspects of bilateral cooperation and exchanged views on regional issues, especially Latin American issues, the Russian presidency spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said. He also mentioned that one of the meeting's themes was the implementation of joint projects, although Peskov said that no documents will be signed at the end of the meeting. In an interview with Russian state television Rossiya 24 on the eve of the visit to Moscow, Nicolas Maduro accused the United States of plans to interfere in the legislative elections in Venezuela scheduled for next year, 2020. Before departing for Russia, the Venezuelan head of state also said that he had plans to review all the dynamics of bilateral relations and that his agenda included also meetings with representatives of influential Russian business groups.
And you're listening to Radio Vancouver's broadcast on shortwave online on our website and in and around Havana on FM. Now back to the news desk with Lena Valverde and Charles McKelvey.
The U.S. Treasury Department on Tuesday imposed sanctions on four maritime firms transporting Venezuela oil to Cuba amid a fuel shortage on the island provoked by Washington that is forcing people to wait in line for gasoline and public transportation. The move comes as Washington seeks to further tighten the economic blockade on the Caribbean island because of its solidarity with the government and people of Venezuela. Venezuela's oil should not be used to prop up dictators and prolong the usurpation of Venezuelan democracy, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said in a statement to justify the measure. The Cyprus-based company Coral Transport Marine was sanctioned for operating three vessels carrying Venezuelan oil and fuel to Cuba, a trade banned under previous U.S. measures. Two Panama-based groups, Trecona World and Tavose Development, were sanctioned for owning the three tankers. A third Panamanian firm, Blue Lane Overseas, was also sanctioned along with one of its vessels. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel wrote on Twitter that the U.S. government implements a brutal and genocidal policy of tightening the blockade and financial persecution, in addition to obstructing oil shipments to Cuba. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday called President Nicolas Maduro a Cuban puppet. In reply, Venezuela's Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza replied by saying that his country would continue working with Cuba and that countries in the region that recognize Guaido as president were puppets of the United States. The Treasury statement said, as a result of today's action, all property of these entities in the United States are blocked and must be reported to the Office of Foreign Assets Control.
In Afghanistan, 40 civilians were killed by U.S. and Afghan forces as they attended a wedding Sunday evening. The civilians are believed to have been caught in the crossfire of a raid on a Taliban hideout. At least 22 members of the Taliban were also killed, and 14 were arrested in the operation, this according to the Afghan Ministry of Defense. The attack came after the U.S. killed at least 30 farmers in a drone attack in eastern Afghanistan last week, and as the country prepares for presidential elections on Saturday.
The second meeting on management systems for information and communication technologies is being held from September 24th to 27th in Varadero. The event is sponsored by the information technology company, part of the BioCuba Pharma Business Group. It will treat essential topics such as the development of IT solutions for strategic decision-making, e-government, and big data. The delegates to the event are being offered an intense program consisting of panels, case study presentations, poster sessions, and an exhibition fair. The second international workshop on challenges and perspectives of cybersecurity is one of the highlights of the event. It will expose solutions to minimize the vulnerability of web environments to cyber attacks.
Indonesia is sending back hundreds of containers of contaminated waste to the West after shipments supposedly containing plastic meant for recycling were found to hide hazardous substances, customs officials said. Among more than 2,000 containers shipped by authorities at four ports from July to mid-September, nearly 550 contained hazardous material or non-plastic waste. More than 300 containers have already been repatriated, officials said. Australia has been the biggest source of the toxic materials, although other shipments would be sent back to the United States, Germany, Greece, Belgium, Slovenia, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Hong Kong, France, and Britain.
And once again, let's take a look at today's headlines.
Despite slanderous accusations, Cuban health cooperation is praised by international community.
Bolivian President Evo Morales says capitalism is the root of today's world problems.
Cuban president evaluates programs of high priority for the island's economy.
And Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is in Moscow to hold talks with Vladimir Putin.